makikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito yung mga kababayan natin mula Mindanao naman, si Attorney Isaac Mastura ng Regional Board of Investments ng ARMM at si Ginoong Romeo Montenegro ng Mindanao Development Authority o MINDA. Mayong hapon sa inyo.
Mayong hapon. Mayong hapon sa inyong tanan.
Ano yung mga oportunidad para pamumuhunan sa Mindanao?
Nagsimulang nagkaroon ng malaking oportunidad ang Mindanao nang binoto ng 16 million voters si President Duterte as the first ever president from Mindanao. And we thought it as a major breakthrough for Mindanao to be having a leader this time around. Leader of the country who understand and knows the peculiarities of Mindanao in the person of the president. And since his assumption, we've seen nangyayaring kaibahan in terms of how investors look at Mindanao, in terms of how national government now puts Mindanao on top of priority, in terms of the many infrastructure projects that it intend to execute and implement in Mindanao, and in terms of Mindanao being labeled also as an investment destination. Yun nga lang, from time to time, we have these issues of pockets of armed conflicts happening in some parts of the island. And this was unfortunately highlighted by a major incident in Marawi City a few weeks ago. But this does not in any way derail our objective and our collective desire in Mindanao to move forward with many of the programs that had been set forth to be undertaken, particularly in the areas of investment. That's why nandito kami ngayon sa Melbourne. Kahapon doon kami sa Sydney as part of the collective effort of the Philippine Investment Promotion Program, consisting of 17 investment promotion agencies all over the country, para gumawa ng isang investment roadshow na kung saan ipapakita natin why is it now, and this time around, very much strategic to invest in Mindanao. This is also an opportunity to convey the real context of what is happening in Mindanao. We acknowledge the fact that every time there are sparks of incidents, immediately our embassies, U.S., Australian embassies would be the one to first issue travel advisory, warning the residents to travel to Mindanao. And to a certain extent, may impact yan sa tourism. In fact, the Marawi incident had at its toll, particularly in the tourism sector. But in so far as investments, we have not heard of any investment pullout. In terms of production output of our major exportable commodities, walang report of any slowdown of production because of the Marawi incident.
Sinabi po kasing Mindanao, ang naiisip ko dyan, isda. Ano po yung mga uri ng pamumuhunan na mayroon sa Mindanao?
Well, isda because 40% of the country's food trade comes from Mindanao, particularly in the aquaculture sector. Top 10 sardines canneries are in Zamboanga City. Top 10 tuna canneries in the Philippines are in General Santos City. So essentially, Mindanao is a major exporter of processed fish and as well as fresh tuna to Japan. Sa sardines naman and canned tuna and canned sardines, our market there is Europe, because Philippines is the only country in ASEAN that is accorded the GSP Plus access. I need to say, a zero tariff tayo when these commodities enter European market. Apart, of course, from the food basket strength or agribusiness strength of Mindanao, wherein 8 out of top 10 exportable commodities ng Pilipinas galing sa Mindanao. You talked about banana, where Philippines is second in the world, that's Mindanao Cavendish banana. When you talked about pineapple, where Philippines is fourth in the world, that's Dole and Del Monte pineapples located in Bukidnon and in South Cotabato. Coconut, cacao, rubber, these are predominantly produced in Mindanao. Unfortunately, we still have to do a lot of efforts to attract investors to put up manufacturing and processing, because many of these commodities are shipped out of Mindanao raw or semi-processed. So the more that we wanted to attract now investors to put up manufacturing and processing and value adding of these commodities, because we're not just looking at Mindanao or Luzon or Visayas domestically as a market, but the ASEAN market, because of the ASEAN integration that is already happening. As we celebrate yesterday the 50 years of ASEAN founding, we put emphasis to the opportunity now for Mindanao to be able to penetrate the larger markets of ASEAN because of the many products that we have in Mindanao that are viable across the 650 million ASEAN market. So that's one important avenue for foreign investors this time around, to look at penetrating ASEAN, via Philippines, via Mindanao. Why Mindanao? Because across all areas in the Philippines, it is Mindanao, particularly the autonomous region in Muslim Mindanao, that are much closest to the ASEAN countries. Tawi-Tawi is just less than 2 hours away from Sabah, for instance. The tip of Sarangani and General Santos is less than a day to Indonesia. And therefore, if we talked about cross-border trade using these connectivity points and these borders, Mindanao provides such viability. The other opportunity for Mindanao today is on infrastructure, because for so long a time, Mindanao has been lagging behind national average in terms of infrastructure acceleration. That's why the Build program being espoused right now by the Duterte government is essentially not just focused on Visayas and Luzon, but gives premium also to Mindanao. For the first time in several administrations, Mindanao is already getting the highest allocation of the public works highways budget at 40%. Previous administrations were only getting 7-11%. So when you see 40% of overall total budget of public works dedicated to Mindanao, you'd see a lot of construction and improvement, widening of roads happening to be able to bring products from production centers to the market centers, to the ports, and onwards to export destination. That's the kind of efforts being done right now, particularly under the Mindanao Corridors Program.
Ano yung magagawa nung, kung di ako nagkakamali, sa unang State of the Nation ni Pangulong Duterte, sinabi niya na magpapagawa siya ng rail network patungong Mindanao. Ano ang magagawa nito para sa oportunidad sa Mindanao?
Nung pinag-uusapan ang railway 5 years, 10 years ago, pinagtatawanan kami. Investors would think of it just as a pipeline or a dream for Mindanao. But this time around, when we talked about Mindanao railway system, everybody else will ask, what's the details? Where should the railway traverse? Because we will start do our land banking. Because this time around, the president is committed to start with the Mindanao railway system. And in fact, the National Economic Development Authority has just approved about 3 weeks ago the first section of the Mindanao railway system. It will stretch from Tagum City to Davao City and Digo City in Davao del Sur. It's a 100-kilometer stretch of railway which will start off the 2,000 kilometers entire loop of a Mindanao railway system. So this is something that we now see being started, happening under the Duterte administration. So this is one opportunity also for investors to look at, particularly those in the railway or infrastructure development areas, and look at the various opportunities now being packaged by both NEDA and the Department of Transportation to put together all of this project.
Attorney Mastura, pag sinabi mong Mindanao, ang iniisip lahat ng tao sa ARMM, yung peace process. Ano po ang magagawa o pagsisikap na kailangan gawin para makatulong sa pamumuhuna?
Well, of course, we now have a peace process with the major Moro France, no? Moro Islamic Liberation Front, Moro National Liberation Front, both have signed agreements with the government. What we lack is full implementation of those agreements. But more than just the implementation of political agreements, it's really about inclusive growth. You can see that Mindanao, no matter how much investments or economic growth it has a bad reputation, or the branding of Mindanao is still about the trouble in the island. And here in Australia in particular, you have the newspapers and opinion columnists calling the IS presence, Islamic State presence, ISIS in Marawi, as the IS in Mindanao, or the terrorists at their doorstep, no? Northern Australia is just a stone's throw away from Mindanao. Without that inclusive growth, the area where there is the most poverty, and that's the autonomous region in Muslim Mindanao, will continue to be susceptible and breed people who have these resentments, which are taken advantage of by people who have radical ideologies coming from the Middle East and elsewhere. So definitely, Mindanao looks at its situation. It's an open wound, what is happening in the autonomous region in Muslim Mindanao. There are only two ways that they can handle it. One, they make it a ghetto. That means it's a garrison state. You cordon it. But that's not possible. In fact, that's why the martial law was declared, precisely because the president said that it's in central Mindanao. It radiates all throughout the island. So if we just declare in one area, there will still be some areas or avenues for them to to Sotero. So that's why it's all interconnected. The whole island is interconnected.
Gaano po kahalaga na maging bahagi yung mga Bangsamoro sa pagbuo ng balak para pamumuhunan, para mataguyod yung pag-usad ng Mindanao?
It's very important, first, as I said, in terms of inclusive growth. And that's why we are encouraged that it's actually the foreigners, the foreign investors are coming in. And not so much the locals, no? But one investor we had just recently, about a month ago, is from Australia in the telecoms industry. Although it's not allowed for foreigners to own a majority in a telecoms industry because it's called a public utility under our constitution, nevertheless, this Australian obtained a franchise from a regional legislative assembly because we have an autonomous setup. And this Australian, despite Marawi, said, no, I will continue because it's an opportunity for me. It's a way to tap the untapped market or underserved market. Even in Somalia, he said, there's a failed state there, but their networks, their phones and the telecommunication sector is very vibrant. So he said, I am willing and will pursue. So he registered this investment just a month ago. It's around 3 billion. Of course, in his case, he's a resident of Davao. So he's been familiar with the situation in Mindanao. But nevertheless, what we have seen is that because there is more open-minded approach by the foreigners rather than our own locals, Filipinos, who have had centuries of prejudice and discrimination, they're willing to risk capital in autonomous region in Mindanao. So that's the sad part. Until we were able to bridge it through the economic front, it means there's going to be a divide still.
Maraming salamat po sa inyo.
Thank you very much, Maida.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.